The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey slobs, it's JMS. Listen, this episode was recorded over a month ago, and it's going to sound like it's a goodbye. It's not. That's why I'm adding this tag here. There's going to be a brief hiatus, so for the next few weeks, there won't be any new podcast episodes on the feed, but you can go back, catch up on what you've missed. Go watch the YouTube episodes if you haven't. Subscribe. Slobs will be back by fall. There's going to be some small changes. It's still going to be just as fun and sloppy and disgusting and real as it always is. But I wanted to let you know to stay tuned, stay subscribed. Don't take this as a, well, let me just sign off and unfollow this, because it's not over. So keep sending your slob stories to slobspod@gmail.com. Keep sharing the clips on Instagram and YouTube. Anyways, this is not goodbye. This is we'll see you a little later. Have a happy slobby summer. We love you all so much. Come see us live. Go see your favorite comedians on the road. Also, feel free to send us guest requests if there's other comedians or other slob type celebs you want to hear from on the podcast. Send all that, because we can start getting ahead of that, booking out for guests like that. And we love you. So stay slobby. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
Oh, my God. He's got some slobs. We can talk about this right now. This is hilarious. We can do this live in the air right now. This is insane.
All right. Let's go.
Because someone just said... This is crazy. Okay, no, I'm going to read this. We are back at Slobs, and I just wanted, this is hilarious right now. This is live coming from me. I'm not going to say the person's name, but a person DM'd me an Instagram story of me doing a show with Chris D'Elia that I did not know I was doing, saying, are you doing a show with Chris D'Elia? Will this be discussed on Slobs? We're discussing it right now on Slobs, and guess what? I did not know. I have to message the booker right now and cancel.
Yeah.
First of all,
don't book Chris D'Elia.
Tell people.
You can't put people on a show with a criminal.
Yeah, I'm not coming. This is crazy. This is nuts.
And
the amount I talk about him, the amount I publicly fucking go on about D'Elia in every fucking podcast I do. Okay, I have to be like,
she's literally,
I'm not coming.
She's literally texting this.
I'm not.
Right
I'm
now.
Literally saying right now, I'm not coming. I didn't know an actual pedophile was on. Like, this is fucking crazy. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's also...
He also was not on the...
Because, like, the thing is people don't want to say stuff like that because they're like, well, I don't want to rub someone the wrong way. And, like...
I don't care. He was not on the first fucking flyer, too. I would not have agreed to doing this. I'm pissed right now.
I mean, you're lit up and this is...
It's a friend of ours. It's a female fucking booker. I'm gonna snap right now.
Yeah, it's...
What the fuck? The amount I fucking go... I'm, like, so pissed right now. I'm sorry. Like, this is a nightmare.
No, you're...
I'm like, this is the amount I go off on him. Now, people are, like, gonna be looking at my Instagram. I have to be like, please untag me in this.
Well, it's my just, fucking like, God. Anyone like that, I feel like you should be like, hey, are you okay doing a show with this person who's...
This is
very
crazy.
Polarizing, which... Shouldn't be polarizing. It should just be kind of a not great. But
oh, God. I've seen so many DMs where me like, oh, my God. I need to be
do the right
this.
Thing.
This is crazy.
Don't advertise him. Sneak him in there. Have everyone get pissed in retrospect.
I'm not doing
be
that show.
Be the Laugh Factory.
There we go. I'm not doing that show. Anyways, hello.
Well, it's great to be here.
It's great to be here.
Speaking of not doing that show.
Yeah, we have some sad news.
What a weird intro.
I know. Me screaming off the hop about D'Elia. This is our last episode of Slobs.
This is the end.
This is the end.
We
It's mostly my fault.
her fault. I am replacing her with Chris D'Elia. We'll be back next week.
I swear to God, I would drop everything else in my life and to not that it happened. No, there's just too much has come up. I'm on the road way too much.
She hasn't slept in weeks.
I have no time. I have no life. Baby needs a. Yeah.
And between that and like even my road schedule, it's like we keep not linking up.
You're busy as fuck too. You're busy. You're doing balance classes. Like you're doing all this shit. Like
I mean, you're doing fucking.
I'm gone for 2 months then, and then like, I'm gone for another 2 months.
Even linking up. You guys have noticed. You guys have seen the shift that like what when we've tried to cram a bunch of episodes together.
Yeah, we're doing 30 minute episodes.
We got a couple comments of you guys going the episodes are shorter because we're trying to keep it alive.
Yeah.
And we simply can't.
We simply cannot.
Started the show, there was three of us and it's because we wanted three of us on a show. But part of the benefit of that was
when someone wasn't
someone
here.
Someone could be out of town. Yeah. There's still two of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we don't want to be delivering a shitty product.
No, we don't want to be. And also, it's weird to deliver a 23-minute podcast, which this might be, but because I do have to go.
Because we do. Yeah. So we kind of just wanted to let you know, everybody.
Like,
thank you guys so much. This has been such a great. Am I going to cry?
Oh my, are you going to cry?
I might cry.
You might cry. Oh my God, Jess is going to cry. I'm soulless, so I'm not, but I'm kidding.
She feels nothing.
I do feel.
This has been the happiest time of my life.
Stop, stop.
And if I didn't, genuinely, such great fans.
That's the thing. All our fans are amazing. The people that come to me after shows and say that they're for slobs, the people who've been supporting us since the beginning, it really does mean a lot. Like, and the DMs we get from you guys, like it's been
such a supportive because I've got, it's like you do things where you don't hear from people or you hear from people, they're like, boy, is that who we reached? Or
yeah.
But it's been like nothing but like sweet, awesome people. It's been so fun getting to fucking do a show with my best friend.
No, and we've become best friends because of this fucking show.
Yeah, no, the thing is like I will always be grateful for this because if it wasn't obvious when we started, which maybe it wasn't, we barely knew each other.
I don't know why I was asked to be on Slobs to begin with. This is like how I started my improv troupe. I was asked to be a part of this.
Well, if you saw the episodes with just me and Laura, you guys know why she was. We needed something else. We just kept getting in fights.
Jess and I were, because I think I just gotten past.
You had just gotten past.
Yes.
And, because originally we were like, let's try to make a tour.
Yes.
And Laura and I were like, we need a third lady. We need, like, it'll be fun. And we were just like, who's the funniest woman alive in Los Angeles?
And then you were like, that thing.
Yeah.
I've been reading my Instagram comments too much.
Yeah. And then I stood outside the gate of your house throwing pieces of beef jerky.
And I was like slopping them up.
Hello, Steph. I'm a friend. I'm a friend.
I was like a rabid dog. I had like a leash on foaming at the mouth.
No, I'm just so grateful. It's been so fun. The amount of stories and silly times and just getting to become a better friend.
Yes, and we've had like such a we did a cross-country tour with Slavs live in the fucking car like maniacs.
Susan getting her out of Canada.
Fucking Susan.
Cue the montage.
I know we should. Yeah.
What's also like, I don't know how I would have handled my breakup were it not for this show.
Same, honestly. And also, what a journey we've gone through.
Yeah, we've gone through ups and downs.
Because you started with Andy.
A boyfriend, yeah. Left him in the dust, huh?
And found the man of your dreams.
The most beautiful, loving man I've ever met in my whole life.
Yes.
And then you started
single.
And then
I was single as hell. And then I started dating a blob with a fake mustache and eyes.
And you guys have been through it all.
And you guys are through all that. Remember how in love I was? And then now remember how much of a whore I am? I'm not going to lie. Oh, John's got us 2 cents. Let's hear from our producer, John.
Thank you so much.
Who's also dealt with us.
Kept the show afloat. Our fucking like, the clips don't look good enough. This isn't the lighting. Can we get it?
And us screaming and then him fixing it all.
Yeah. I'm just sorry that they'll never get to hear a lot of the stuff we had to cut from both of your relationships.
Yeah.
Like getting those panic texts from Steph 2 days before the episode goes live. Okay, we have to cut out this 8-minute chunk.
Yeah, that's true. There was, and it's funny because somebody mentioned on my YouTube what happened with Steph's breakup. She's not talking about it. And then,
oh, she talked about it. She just a lot of editors,
a
had to
lot
come in.
Of edits, and then some guy's like, I think he cheated on her. I'm like, no. I mean, he maybe did, but I that wasn't the reason. But I'm not getting into it again. I had a live radio show I was doing on Monday, and I was talking about it on there. So if you missed that, that's
you
your fault.
Should have been doing
that's
live.
Your fault. That's done nothing. Don't listen to that. Yeah.
You can't find
God.
Us anywhere.
But we both have our own podcast, for fuck's sakes, if you want to keep listening to us.
Yeah. I've got one called FFS, and with Jessica Michelle Singleton. And I'm sure I'll have Steph on at some point. It's just being silly, clowning around. Nate, my boyfriend, produces it, and he loves to show clips that I have no idea what he's going to show, so sometimes they're disgusting.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I get really mad, like genuinely mad, and then that is, nothing's funnier than a 4'11" woman going, I'm really mad! So people love it.
And Steph Infection, if you are not listening, please do. It's not for the faint of heart if you are scared of gross stuff.
Come over to mine and you'll relate to me getting mad at the videos.
You can listen to both. If you're already fucking listening to this goddamn podcast, listen to both, follow us and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really do. It's been very nice. It's been very eye-opening.
Yeah. And also, we're both constantly on the fucking road, which is half the
we're going to the Renaissance Fair on Sunday together. It's not we're not hanging out every fucking day still.
We didn't have a friend breakup in case people are like, what's the real story?
Yeah, yeah. There's not. The real story is truly...
It's time.
There's no time.
Because America is a capitalist country, sometimes you have to cut things and sometimes it's like, well, where is the least amount of money?
Yeah, where are you making... $100 for 55 episodes from. And it turns out it was this. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not for a lack of you guys listening and telling us about the commercials. Let me tell you.
It ain't because of that.
A fun journey. So
yeah, I forgot about the commercials.
I guess we love you. We do. We love you. When I am on my deathbed and the highlight reel of my life plays, there will be some slobs clips. Sure.
I mean, I wanted to read.
It'll be me going, I should have never left slobs a year from now.
She went crazy and she sent me this crazy voice. She's like, don't listen to that. I'm like, obviously you listen to it. You sent me something mentally ill. But I wanted to read one final insane, am I just scrolling past my tits? One more insane Hinge guy that liked my photo.
Oh, and good. We got to end on a fun.
No, it's not fun. It's crazy.
Oh.
It's so insane. Gregory. I need to do this whole thing. No, sorry. Gvorg. Not Gregory at all.
What? Sorry, Gvorg?
I can't read.
You guys know the name Gvorg?
Gvorg liked my photo. Okay, ready for this?
Gevorg for the listeners.
I want someone who is feminine. I'm like, did you look at my photos? Submissive. Cooperative. Got the best one now. Coachable.
You can't coach a coach.
Can't coachable. Wait, let's get the best part. What if I told you that my turnoffs are, ready for this?
Oh God.
Liberals. Single moms. Combative women. Career women. Boss babes. Independent women.
Who doesn't
like women. Non-virgins, loud mouths.
Who the fuck do you, does
this
he guy's think he's meeting on yet? Like,
this guy's crazy.
Some woman who's like never been with anyone who joins Hinge and they're like, finally, I found my soulmate. Yeah.
I don't want to open my eyes, breathe, or do anything but be a hole that cooks and cleans. What the fuck is that? Can you imagine?
What is that? Was that Neil Brennan?
It was Neil Brennan. And we matched.
And we're going on a date. It's the love of her life.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Can you imagine how fucking crazy you have to be?
That's...
To put that... If there's a woman listening, for God's sakes, please, for the love of all that's holy, do not ever go with a man like this. It doesn't matter how desperate you are or whatever's going on in your life.
Yeah, masturbate. It's also like, being alone's not that bad.
Now I know why you masturbate so much. Because you just gave me a tampon that is the size of this microphone. I'm like, can I borrow a tampon? And I don't know what I put inside me. I put an entire cotton field in there. What is going on? This natural fucking tampon. I can't sit.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm on an angle.
Yeah, if you're not like, the thing is I think it was a super plus.
It's
pretty big, but it's also very like,
it's
for
taut.
A very heavy flow day.
I'm dying. This is never coming out.
Oh yeah, no, I fucked up a lot because I... Get it out with my teeth. Leave it in there for a few weeks. See what happens.
Have to get the smell. Hey, we've had a lot of tampon smells.
There were a lot of smells. There were a lot of laughs.
We had a lot of laughs. I think we've helped people. I think we've...
you know, we've at least shown them what not to
what
do.
What have we learned from this podcast?
Here's what I've learned. You know what? You know, I've learned a lot from you.
What?
That you can speak your mind and it will be okay.
I will not be doing the show with Crystal Lee tonight.
Yeah, you're allowed to be like, I don't want to do that. And it's fine.
And there's not really consequences. I mean, there's consequences, obviously. But I'm like, if something is really...
That nothing is worth your sanity. I've learned that everybody sometimes stinks.
Yep.
We know that. Most of us have nearly pooped ourselves.
I've learned that you can meet a very... the fact that Jess came with me across Canada is literally something I'm never going to forget the rest of my life. Like, aww. I've never, and nobody even remotely offered to do this with me. Even my parents. My dad was like, you're going to drive across Canada? Stupid. I'm like, you're
that
retired.
Is your dad.
You're retired. You could
have
easily
nothing
come
to
with
do.
Me. Yeah, you have nothing to do but complain and limp on your weird toes that don't work anymore.
Hey, he could have gone to the Hilton.
I've learned that a lot of people are medicated, and there's nothing wrong with that. Not like I thought there was anything wrong
with
that.
No, look, as someone who's medicated, I for a long time thought there was something not wrong with it for everybody, but I was like, no, you know, it's not for me. Pharmaceuticals, I don't trust them. Big pharma, they're just trying to get you hooked, and maybe they are, but it works.
Yeah,
it's a problem with drugs.
You need to get, and I've also learned, like, yeah, it's okay, because you openly talked about your breakup so much, and I felt like I could, but then I got really scared. Then I watched a really scary Law and Order last night.
Okay.
That's also the reason I had to take down that one podcast.
Because of Law and Order?
I watched a Law and Order episode.
You just get high and watch Law and Order. She's like, we got to take it down. A crazy ex-boyfriend.
Crazy ex-boyfriend came and threw acid on his ex-wife, and it really freaked me out, and she died. And it was really bad.
Like,
the try lighter on fire. It was really fucked up. And then I just got really in my head. And I was like, he steals his friend's flight passes. And I got like, really fucked up. And I was like, oh my God. No, I got really paranoid the night.
Oh my God.
I know. I was like, do I have to change my keys again?
You're allowed
fine.
To be
I'm
sad.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm not sad anymore. You're allowed to be sad. We've learned that. We were very vocal
glad
about our
sadness.
Glad I could
teach everyone that. It's okay to be sad all the time.
No. We were not always sad.
No.
You know what? It's also... I love that the listeners got to see our full glow ups, our full like.
Oh yeah.
From we were on here like episodes crying, like episodes.
You saw
super
me
upset.
At my worst.
Yeah,
I cried on camera multiple times.
I cried, I think, after the breakup. I was pretty fucked up.
Oh yeah.
I cried about being single a bunch. We had some ups, we had some downs.
Yeah, we rode the whole roller coaster, and that's life, you know.
Yeah, I think we really showed you guys all that, but now. Now I'm getting sad.
It's sad. It's like
it is sad. We tried. We did try. But look, life is a lot.
It's, you know, if there's one thing I learned from the 10-day silent meditation I have tried to jam into every episode. The whole thing about that is there's a word called a Nietzsche, and it just means like everything arises to pass away. And that's sort of life. Is
okay.
That like everything ebbs and flows like we did in our relationships with our emotions, and that like nothing's going to last forever. Nothing's going to last the way it is forever. Things are always going to change. And that's part of life, and part of staying happy, or not even happy, but peaceful, is the acceptance of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that like something coming to an end isn't a failure. It's that life changes, things go on, and you can't possibly do everything,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a relationship or a show. And that like it's good to let, you know, we get to look back and be like, we had a really fucking awesome show.
Yeah, and like, we had fun doing it, and it was never like a chore, and it never was a task.
Yeah,
to do it.
Like no one's ever, this was not controversially good or bad. No one's going to go like, man, but when you did Slobs, that stunk, huh?
Yeah, we're like, no, we were having fun.
Yeah.
We are having fun doing it.
Yeah, it was a cool time where we got to do a cool thing with people who became our best friends.
Yeah. We both just start sobbing.
It does feel like I'm graduating or something. Like it's just
it does
like,
feel like something. I don't know
I'm
how to
gonna
end
hang
it now.
Out with you later tonight. Well, and I feel like I'm never gonna see you.
Yeah, we're
again.
Literally on the same show together tonight, and then we're literally going to the Renaissance Fair in full costumes.
Oh yeah.
This Sunday.
You'll never get to hear about it.
You will on our other fucking podcast. Or on stage. I'm sure we're both. Also, hilariously enough, one of our old guests, Anessa Brentowski.
Who you remember.
Yeah, she's shit all over the floor. She is dressing up like a king at the Renaissance Fair.
She has
Festival,
a full king
So you
costume.
Better believe we'll be posting photos of her because she's going to look absolutely mentally. What are you dressing up as again?
Just like a bar winch. I have a children's sized cloak cape.
Yeah.
To hide from the sun. And look, that's... I got a corset coming from Amazon, and we'll see.
Oh, same. I got the large. I should have got the XL. I fucked up. It's gonna be real. It's not gonna be closed. That's gonna be way open.
Yeah, I'm just gonna just. It's a vest. No.
Oh, I'm doing my full tits out since
single stuff. That's Renaissance.
Oh, I'm doing areolas out. I want both the tips of my areolas to be out. I want them to be that far out. A couple milk bags. That's what they're called in Canada.
Ye old milk maiden has arrived to the king's lair. I don't even. Are you gonna speak in?
I'm gonna speak absolutely normally. I'm still trying to get fucked out there. I'm not doing full character here.
You're trying to get fucked. You got to be in character.
I'm getting fucked to the Renaissance.
You want a Renaissance man?
I'm tucking behind. I want to fuck a guy in the thing where they have the full silver thing on, just the eye speaking out with a fake sword. If you don't think I'm getting fucked by Renaissance man this weekend, you're out of your mind.
A fencing costume?
Oh, yeah.
A fencer?
Also, we should leave the listeners knowing that I'm for sure going to fuck my trainer.
Yeah.
Who? Oh my God. Okay. Oh yeah. We had this.
Okay.
So I had training yesterday, and Jess was in the day before, and he's like, "Oh, I met your roommate." I'm like, "My roommate? Who the fuck's my roommate?" And I go, "Jess." He's like, "Oh, I thought her name was Linda." And I laugh for 12 minutes. I'm like,
"I met your roommate Linda, my podcast partner, Jessica."
I was like, "My roommate Linda is the funniest thing ever." And then he rolled my butt.
Also, this man has known me for months at this point.
Yeah.
Linda. And the most
upsetting, you don't flirt with him. He remembers people who flirt with him.
And everyone who doesn't flirt with him is Linda.
Exactly.
I do, for better or worse, and we discuss this, but I do have a Linda vibe, unfortunately.
You do.
If I introduced myself to you as Linda, you wouldn't go, "No, that doesn't seem right."
Yeah, everyone would be like, "You're Linda."
You are.
What do I give off? Like a Marjorie.
Howard.
Marge. Howard.
Just kidding.
That's so offensive. You look like a Howard.
Marge?
What are you, all my online trolls? It's been you the whole time. This whole time, I find out it's just been you. You have so many fake accounts.
Linda 073.
Yeah, I'm like, how did I know they were all Lindas?
Just an old woman being like, "This is gross."
What is that
you
thing?
You seem like a Steph.
Yeah, I think I give up a Steph
vibe. Your name fits. I probably said this. I was almost a Stephanie.
Yeah.
Oh, I've said it. All right.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago.
How long ago?
Yeah.
Stephanie Nicole was going to be my name. And my mother was going to call me Stevie Nicks, just as my name.
I like that, though. I like Stevie Nicks. That's kind of fun.
I like Stevie Nicks, the singer. Don't think I'd love turning like 5 and realizing no one will ever care about. You would hate me if I was past the store and you were like, "Stevie Nicks Singleton."
Yeah, no, that's so annoying.
The fuck is wrong with you?
No. But we knew. Yeah, because I would have thought it probably would have been you that gave yourself that name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, it's like, nah, call me Stevie Nicks.
Call
me Stevie Nicks. I can be your backup singer. Please.
Please call her. We have nothing else. No, how do we end this now?
How do you end the greatest thing that's ever happened to you? You know? How do you say
we should have brought our dogs. It would have been acceptable of me screaming at Susan and Moki sitting in your lap.
Cut to the montage of the dogs.
Where everybody
knows your name. Thank you for being a friend. We're the Golden Girls now. We aged out of Hollywood. That's what's really happening.
That's exactly it. We have to go to Idaho and pick potatoes. Is that what they do there?
They grow them. I guess they also pick them.
Yeah, they can't just leave them in the ground.
They grow on the ground? Yeah, I guess they're not on a tree. That's why it's called a root vegetable, huh?
Look, I don't know how to end this, and now we're just carrying on, and it's not my...
We learned a lot. This is like all of my goodbyes. I'm bad at this.
Me and Nate wait in the fucking...
car.
The car for you. I'm like, bye.
Anytime I'm leaving. Well, listen, we love you. It's been amazing.
Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in your stories.
Thank you for sending in your encouragement and just...
Yes, coming to shows.
Feedback. Coming
should
to
we
shows.
End on our shows? We should end on our shows we're doing. We should tell people to come see us.
Yeah, come see us. I will be... Well, shit, when's this coming out?
Yeah, when is this coming out?
June 29th. This point, I've left the East Coast.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
You can see me and Justin Martindale, former guest of the show and host of Justin Just Sayin', here on the Podcast Network. The Podcast Network, the general terms. He has a podcast on the network. He's a guy.
People have podcasts on other networks.
I can't remember the exact date, but it's in July. Go to my website, jmscomedy.com/shows. And surely I've booked more, but I'll be in San Francisco co-headlining with him. I think I'm doing some dates in the island state that shall not be named.
My haunting. Yeah.
And I'm in Houston later in the year. And there'll be a way more. I mean, by the time
this comes out.
She's going to be booked to 2028.
I'll be at Just for Laughs July 18th to 31st. And then I'm on the road pretty much all of September to October. There I am, the entire month, 2 months, and then into November. And then December 14th, my big show in Toronto. If you're a Toronto listener, please, for God's sakes, buy these tickets to my big theater show. And then I have a shit ton of... I'm booked to next April. So there's a lot off.
So they and they can see that, what, in your Instagram bio?
My Instagram. I got a Comey. There's no website. There's website's gone. I have a Comey. I have a link in my thing. Go to my link. It works.
Go to link. It looks really pretty.
It does look nice. Comey's a very nice little website thing.
It's very tempting. You're not getting rid of me. Wix. Everybody hates. We were never sponsored. Wix, fuck you. I'm on Wix. It doesn't matter.
Go to JMScomedy.com. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to the store. Thank you to John. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you to everyone. Thank you. And don't stop commenting and loving our stuff and coming to shows.
And follow us on everything else. And
Steph Tolev, JMScomedy.
Jessica Singleton. Okay.
Jessica. And I guess.
We just start bawling our eyes. We have to end this. It's got to end. It has to end. Don't. Now you're forcing a cry. It's been too late now. Now you didn't do it when you said you're going to. Now you're forcing it.
It's coming back up. But it's fine. We're going to go. I have abandonment issues.
God. I'm going to be riding in a car with you to the Renaissance Fair in 5 hours. Don't. Are you actually?
No.
Okay, you're not. We're ending it. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.